Good evening, everyone. I'm hoping everyone is doing well. This is I'm getting my Chocolate Lady 64. I'm getting my my call signs all messed up. I'm hoping everyone is having a great week. It's almost over with. Just imagine. It is almost over with. And we have so much to talk about tonight. I'm sorry, you guys. I know I've been out of pocket for about, I think, two of my Thursdays. That's because a lot has happened in my life since the last time we came together. I made some major changes in my life, serious changes, changes that I'm happy that I made them in a sense, and I'm just waiting for everything to fall into place. First of all, I have Blog Talk Radio, right, internet, but I also finally purchased some time on the real radio. So the name of my radio show on our local radio station, it's called Listening to Your Silence. It's on 88.1 FMKYT, and that's Alexandria. I come on every Saturday now from 4 to 4:30, and it's basically a show about real issues, real women with real problems. And it's basically something more like what I do on this show. The setup is basically the same. It's just that it's only for 30 minutes opposed to an hour. I'm very, very pleased with it. And I'm just waiting. I am just waiting to see how everything is going to turn out. Very interesting. Excuse me. So, tonight, I really don't know what to talk about tonight. I'm sorry, you guys. I really don't. I'm not really prepared. I've been so busy. I've gotten a new job. I'm now the executive director of Family Life Center, my church's Family Life Center, so it's keeping me very busy. My name is getting out there. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I even changed. I got rid of my F-150 Ford truck, and I went smaller. I downsized. If you go on my Facebook page, Salita McCall is the name of it, you'll see where I said I downsized. I simplified and downsized, and I feel good about that. But I know it's going to be some rocky roads ahead, and I know that there's going to be some times when things are going to seem like, hold up, wait a minute, can you do this? So I'm waiting for that time, but I know I've got God on my side, and I know he's going to help me through that without a doubt. I know he's going to help me through that. So I'm not too worried about that part. Overall, I'm just trying to just enjoy life. In spite of everything that's going on, and I want to say to a lot of people right now, I apologize and I'm so sorry that a lot of you don't have jobs and that the job market is getting, you know, there's some sunshine, but there's a lot of clouds within that sunshine. So I'm hoping things will get better for you guys, really, honestly, I do. I'm really telling you this, really, really, you guys, why don't you think about opening up your own business? That's just my opinion. Think about opening your own business. People like that personal customer service. People want it to be convenient. You know, everybody's not a box store person. Some people like the way it used to be a long time ago. when you could get to things right then and there, and you knew who you were dealing with, opposed to some unruly customer service representatives and, you know, people that's not really happy with their jobs, okay? And the service, you want good service. You pay your money, you want good service. So I think I just want you guys, and I'm trying to encourage you guys, to think about opening up your own business. You know, it's not going to be perfect right off the bat. You're not going to make $1 million right off the bat, but it's just the idea that you did something. You progressed somewhere in your life, you know, with that. And a lot of you probably, I mean, I know it's hard for you to think about that, when, especially when you got kids and you got a wife and, you know, and it's only one income coming in. That's when you step up, you know, the wife can come up with a great idea while you're working. If, I mean, when you, while you have a job, the wife can come up with an idea that will help with the income if she's not ready to go back to work. She can do a home business. It's not hard to do. It really isn't hard to do. You just have to have the right mindset. You have to do a lot of research. Know what you're doing before you do that. These are just kind of little alternatives for, with the job market the way it is. You know, really we have to look at things differently now. And, you know, both partners have to agree or, you know, accept, you know, the ideal. Sometimes, you know, you have to, and I'm not saying, you know, not listen to your husband or anything or not listen to your wife, but if it's not something that's going to take food out the family's mouth, I think you should try to do it. I mean, that would be, I mean, something to think about. That would be something to really, really think about. To try to do your own business, you know. Life is too short, and I say that, and I mean it from my heart. Life is too short. Life is too short to the point where we live our lives for everybody else, but we don't take care of ourselves. We do everything that everybody wants us to do, but we don't stop and take care of ourselves. And that was my decision to start doing for me. Do things that make me happy, not always trying to please and do for other people all the time. When do I start doing for myself? And that's why there was a major change in the last 3 months in my life. And like I said, there's some of them I can't go back on. It's changed, it's done, and I just need to live with it. And that's what I did. And I'm not regretting it at all. I'm more calmer, I'm more relaxed. I enjoy now more than I did before. And that, to me, that's what's important, enjoying life. Stop and smell the roses, you guys. That's all I'm saying. Stop and smell the roses. Don't let life pass you by. Before you know it, you're at the retirement age and you haven't even done anything in your life. Don't allow that to happen. I want you guys to enjoy life itself. Here in town, okay, that's one subject, and I'm moving on to another subject because I want us to be able to talk about several things at one time. It's a situation we have here in this, not in, in my town, in Pineville, but in Alexandria, where the electricity bills are so high that they're planning on turning some people's lights off. Electricity bills are so outrageous, and that's because they have a middleman. And our town don't. We directly deal with the electric company. We don't have a plant or anything like that. But they do, and it has caused so much trouble for them now that it's gotten serious. And I just pray that God comes in and make things happen for these poor people who can't pay their bills. I'm hoping that they don't get turned off. You know, they got a 2-day, like 300 of them got 2-day notice. I think that's so unfair. When there's businesses here that hadn't been paying their bills for a long time. But, you know, it's always the little man that suffers. We know that for sure, just by everything that's going on. The little man suffers worse than anybody else does. And I'm listening to the news, and most of the news is so bad. I mean, I don't know if they just hype the news up to make people watch it or what, but it's like sometimes I don't even feel like watching the news because it's always doom and gloom. Something is always wrong. Excuse me. Something is always wrong, and that bothers me. It really, really does. They never have anything good to say. So sometimes I turn off the news. I won't watch it. I'll preoccupy myself with something else. But that's what they're paid to do, is to make it sound like everything is doom and gloom, and I just don't believe everything is rough as they say it is. I just don't believe that. I know a lot of people lost their jobs, but I know a lot of jobs have been created too. So, and a lot of people are deciding not to go back to work, period, because they've been off work for so long. You know, so I'm just looking at it as, you know, we just got to adjust. And some people are not very, like, my husband asked a question one time. He asked, do you like change? And he said no. And when he said no, I thought about it. I said, you know, he's that type of person that if something is different, it's like men have a problem with change. Not all men, but men have a problem with change. And we have to, as a people, not just men and women separately, but as a people, we have to come together and know that change has to happen regardless. We got to get out of our old foggy ways and know that change has to happen. Because without change, we can't progress. We can't go forward without that change. So it's very important that change takes place. So I think everybody should just prepare themselves for that change. I think, you know, we just do what we have to do to make things happen. I mean, it's plain and simple. Let's just make it happen. Okay? I was reading also, because this is like recapping the news, I was reading also where they said already 11 NFL men, because you know they're all on the strike, players have gotten in trouble. Okay, why? Were you in trouble prior to all the money you had? You know, my thing is, so what were y'all doing prior to you? What were you doing with your money? Did you save anything? You know, I know they teach y'all to save. You know you have a family to feed. You know things like this can happen. But I guess sometimes people don't think like that. They don't think that the cookies will stop coming, you know, that the water can, the well won't ever run dry. But there is possibilities that the well will run dry, and are you prepared for it? You know? And that's why I say live your life for you. Don't live it for everybody else. Don't break your neck to make sure everybody else got. Make sure you have. You're important just as much as the next person is. So make sure you have. Make sure you got everything you need to make it happen, you know, to survive. That's important more than anything. Do I feel sorry for these football players? I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. Because I just can't. I'm sorry. I just don't see the need to feel sorry for them. Because some of them don't know what it is to live modestly. Some of them don't know, you know, they're used to that type of lifestyle. And, you know, you can't fight them for it. You can't get angry at them. That's what they're used to. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. I really don't know how to answer that one or to even comment really on that. You know, you have to adjust, and we've never been able to adjust to change, and that's why I was saying how important it is for you to know that change can happen, and it has to happen. That's just how it is. It has to happen. And what you have to do is have yourself, your mindset knowing that it's going to change. Enough about the football players getting into trouble and not being able to handle things with them being on strike. But hopefully they'll get back in order and they'll do what they got to do again and make that money, because I need my Saints to come back next year. And I don't want them to fall by the wayside. We can't be a one-time winner. We have to do it again. Okay. Now, we've talked about, I keep saying, please keep help me with that all thing because that's not good. We've talked about the economy. We've talked about the lost jobs. We talked about being creative and create your own job. We talked about how important it is for the husband and wife to work things out. We talked about changing in your life and being able to adapt to change or willing to change. We talked about the different things that you should look for in your life to make that change and understand that a change has to come. We talked about doing things that make you happy. And like I said, I've done that. I've made changes in my life. My son moved away to Atlanta, so it's like it's just me and my husband. So it's not like I have to, you know, do anything. Even when he was here, you know, I just wanted to make sure he did the right thing with his life. But he eventually moved to Atlanta. He likes it. I talk to him all the time. So, I mean, as long as he's happy, I'm happy. And I love him, and he knows I love him. Tavares, you know I love you. So, I have a new phone, you guys. I got one of these smartphones, and I am so lost. I'm trying to learn how to use it. I got a lot to learn on how to use it. I'll get it down. Now, okay. I'm going to talk a little bit about my new job. My new job as one of the executive directors of a family life center is a very exciting job because I basically came into a position that is strictly from ground up. So that means that I have a lot of work to do to learn and to know what I'm to get things off the ground. We're working on different projects right now. And we're trying to, you know, the whole thing is to make money, is to get money rolling through there. So that's my job, is to make sure everything is in place and that we are able to make the money we need to make in order to maintain the building for operating. And, you know, it's a lot to it, a lot of meetings you sit in. I didn't realize, you know, there's a lot of meetings you sit in and you learn a lot and you're around a lot of influential people. So I'm getting used to that now. I didn't think I could, but I'm able to get out there and people know who we are now, and that's important. I never thought I would be that my life would be going into this direction, but it's here now. A White Dove. It is in production right now. That is my new book. And I think I've already told you guys about White Dove, but it is coming out. I keep finding myself being very narcissistic and keep talking about myself, and I apologize for that, you guys, because I didn't do any homework and I didn't have anything specifically to talk about. I'm being honest. So I thought I would talk about myself more than anything tonight. And I don't want to sound like I'm rambling. But anyway, okay, let me do this. Let's rewind and not talk about that. Erase that off. Let's not talk about my book right now because that's not what I want to talk about. Let's talk about life in general. Okay? Like you know, like I said earlier, we have a lot of changes going on. Are you prepared for the change? Can you handle the change? We need to stop listening to so much news because a lot of the news is not good news. And for some reason, that's just how it is. They don't want it to be good news, I guess. I don't know. But it is frustrating sometimes because you're thinking things are going good and then you find out that it's really not going good. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I had to drink something. When you realize that things And sometimes, like I said, some things are not always as bad as they make it out to be. It's people that are prospering still. It's people that are always starting new businesses, and people are actually making money off their businesses. So don't get discouraged, guys. Please don't get discouraged. Hold your head up. Find something to do. Get into consulting business. If you're a professional and you find yourself out of a job and you're good at something and you have a degree in something, use that to your ability. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Use that to your ability. Start a consulting business. One thing about us, we love advice. We love to either listen to it or we love to give it. So you can take your pick off of that, how you want to go with that one, okay? So don't get down and out. You can do it. Don't ever let somebody tell you that you can't do it and that you can't be anything. You can be anything you want to be, okay? I think the shuffling around and the reorganization of businesses doesn't necessarily mean they're putting a lot of people out of work. It just that means that they have to either downsize or, like I said before, reorganize. You know, what I've noticed now, they have a lot of jobs that have certain duties and responsibilities. Well, when they downsize and they take one position away, they add those duties and responsibilities to another position, which to me don't make no sense. But then you're doing double work for the same amount of pay. So that's kind of, you know, what they're doing now, and that's what they call reorganization. I mean, it's amazing how they do things. So keep that in mind. Don't always get discouraged if you feel that nothing is working out. Just keep that in mind that you can start your own business. Consult. You have people doing it all the time, you know. And like I said, people will pay money to hear you if you're good. And if your advice is good and if you consult very well, they'll listen to you. So don't give up. Keep your head up. Excuse me, I'm sorry, you guys. Again, keep your head up. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play some music. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about change.
Mind over matter and you over me and me over you. It doesn't matter as long as the walls of the foundations come tumbling down. And the maximum of the limit is pushed so far that it no longer exists, causing the effect of love. Thank you.
Chantel Latrice, like her music. I think she's one of those up-and-coming artists, and I like her music. It's pretty good. It's different. Okay, let's get back talking about change and how change affects our lives. And what are we going to do about change? I mean, can we do anything about it? And is change inevitable? Yes, change is inevitable. It has to happen. Without change, like I said before, we can't move forward. If you find yourself resisting change, let's say it like this. If you know that it's a change that's not positive for you, then maybe I can see the need to resist it. If it's a negative change and it's not a helpful change, then I can see you resisting it. But in your resistance, can you change that? I mean, can you change the path of that major change in your life? Can you, or in your situation or any situation, can you, do you think that you have an opportunity to probably move it in a different direction if you know that it's a negative change? Can you redefine it? I mean, these are just questions you can ask yourself if it's a negative change. If it's a positive change, is another thing you have to think about. Is your mindset prepared for it? Sometimes change come about, and you know what? We don't even know it's a subtle change. You don't even notice it because you're living, you know, you're so busy doing everything, your normal everyday, you know, whatever it is that you have to do every day to maintain. You don't realize that there might be a subtle change in the way you do things. There might be a subtle change in the way you accept stuff. Situations in your life. So if you're paying attention to it, you'll notice that change. You'll see it. But if you're not, you know, it's happening all around you and you're so wrapped up in what you're doing that you don't see the change. So it could be a positive or a negative change. But hopefully majority of the changes that are made in your life or in your situations is positive. You know, I mean, and like I said, if it's not positive, who's to say that you can't turn it positive? You know, that could be something you can think about. Can I change this negative into a positive by changing the way that I think and the way that I do things? Can I? You know, those are things you have to think about. And I mean, when I made the major changes in my life in the last 3 months, I had to think about what would have been the repercussions to my change. You know, were they positive changes? Yes. For me, they were. Maybe for other people, it wasn't. But for me, there were. They were. They were very much so positive changes for me. I mean, and if it was a negative change, I think I wouldn't have had a big problem in turning into a positive, because I try my best to be positive as much as I can. And sometimes, you know, when you're always that happy-go-lucky person all the time, sometimes you need to, like, be sad. Sometimes it's healthy to cry. It's healthy to not always feel, you know, oh, my God, I have to have the sunshine follow me all over the place. You know, every now and then you want to get off of that and just kind of relax and enjoy life. So I try to do that, but in the process, I want to continue to keep that attitude with me, because I want people to take that attitude with them. In other words, when they talk to me, or when we conversate or come in contact with each other, I want to keep that positivity, attitude, the positive attitude up. And sometimes, like I said before, it gets hard. So I prepare myself for the change that I made in my life, and that's why I know it's not hard to do, you know. Despite what everybody else said, I always said I have to do me, and I don't regret it not one bit that I've taken time out to do me. Now, like I said, once you make a distinction between the change and how it's going to affect your life, then, and, you know, whether it's negative or positive, once you've made that decision to do that change, or accept that change, because you have to accept it first and foremost. Some people don't accept it. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad that you don't, because if you don't accept the change, sometimes you have to think you're going to be left out in the rain, and you don't want to be left out in the rain. You don't want to be the one who don't get the right information when it comes to certain situations because you refuse to make that change. I always say this when it comes to, for instance, perfect example. You have a lot of people who are not computer savvy. You have a lot of people who don't, they have a computer and it's dusty. They don't know how to use it. Now, do you understand, and if you look at the way things are, technology is either you're going to have a computer or you're going to have a smartphone. Those are the two only ways you're going to be able to communicate. There's going to be a possibility that that happens, that you're only going to be able to email people to talk to them. You'd have to have a phone, because now they have video phones. I mean, yeah, you can do video calls. Also, you have to keep in mind that, you know, technology is out there, and it's changing constantly all the time. You got the tablets, you got the iPads, you got the Nook, the Kindles. You know, you have, and they even, you can communicate on them. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you guys, no, I don't like AT&T, and I hope and pray I don't have to deal with AT&T too much, because I don't like AT&T. I think AT&T is very much a monopoly, and they do their best to keep on buying up and buying out other companies, and I, you know, that's just my opinion. I'm sorry I got off the subject, but that's, for me, that's change, you know, just like when I said AT&T is because I'm thinking about technology. I'm thinking about the smartphones. I'm thinking about computers, and you have a computer at home. Oh, I don't know how to use it, or they can't afford the Internet, so they don't get a chance to communicate, you know, with the World Wide Web because they don't have Internet. You know, they can't afford it. So it's like, I mean, it's a catch-22 for a lot of people, and I hate to say that, but it is. It's a very big catch-22 for a lot of people. I just want you guys to understand that things have to happen. Change has to come about. We have to make change no matter what. I mean, no matter how much we hate it, change has to take place. And we have to make sure that when it does take place, we're prepared, you know. We just have to realize that we have to be prepared for that change. I'm thinking about the weather and how one day it can be very sunny, and the next day you're like, what is going on? You got tornadoes flying through cities and states from nowhere, you know. Those kind of things that, you know, was that person prepared for that? Probably not. That's a change in their life. That's a change in their lifestyle, period. Because now they no longer have a house, some of them. They have to start from scratch. And I really feel sorry for those people who all that happens to. I was blessed that nothing like that happened to us. But, well, when Gustav came through, it tore up my closet, but that was it. Other than that, we didn't have real bad damage. But when people lose their homes, you know, that's change. And that's a drastic change. That's change from coming home in the afternoon, sitting in your living room watching your TV, to picking through rubble, trying to find old pictures and making sure everybody's alive. And looking for the dog or your cat. So it's a big difference. So you have to prepare yourself for it. Don't take life for granted, and that's what we do. We take life as it is for granted. And they say live each day as if it was your last. That means enjoy it. Make it happen for you. Make your life what you want it to be. That's why I keep saying that. I'm saying that for a reason, you guys, because it's very important that we do, that we enjoy our lives for ourselves and don't expect for other people to make us happy. Do your own happiness. Make sure that you're happy. Don't wait on somebody else to make you happy. You be happy for yourself. You create your world for you. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? I'm hoping you understand what I'm saying, and I'm praying that I'm not talking in circles and that I'm making good points. I have to make sure I'm doing that. Let's see. I want to play you guys some more music if possible, if you don't mind. Let's see here. Man, I'm going to tell you what happened to me today. I have physical therapy that I do every Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Well, this time when I went, actually, it's really not just this time. I get so tired in the afternoons once I come back because I do water therapy, and it, like, sucks my energy out of me, so I get so tired. So I find myself yawning a lot, and I don't mean to be yawning at you guys, but I mean, it's not that I'm just really, really tired. It's just that it relaxes me. I guess that's how you say it. And give me one second here, you guys. I want to make sure I'm doing this right. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is a little maze here. Enjoy it a little bit. La 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 la.
smile just helps me move along. To her I dedicate this song. To my lady, my sweet lady of magic.
Okay, that was a little maze there. Hope you enjoyed that. We're down to 9 minutes left in the show, and I just want to say this, you guys. Eventually, I will be ending this show on Blog Talk Radio simply because I have to devote my time to my other show. And hopefully everything works out and that I can continue to have a spot on the radio, the local radio station here. I'm really looking forward to making sure that that happens. So I just want to say to you guys, all my listeners out there, I want to say thank you for listening to my show, and I'm hoping down through the years, and I make it sound like it's been a long time, but I've been on the air, I think, since 2008, and I think I've got 90 shows up under my belt altogether. I want to say I got to get to 100. That's just automatic. I have to get to 100 shows. I'm hoping I can do that soon. In the meantime, I want to continue to bring things to you, new and inventive things. I want to be able to still, unless something changes, because like I said, I have to prepare myself for change. Where I have to devote my time to my other show, I will be closing down my Blog Talk Radio show and letting somebody else enjoy this slot, because this is a good premium spot. Excuse me, 8 to 9 o'clock is a very, especially on a Thursday night. So I want to say this. Thank you guys again for taking time out and being my listener. Thank you for calling in when you did. Thank you for just listening, just not having, you know, you don't have to call in or talk or ask questions. It's just the idea that you actually listened to my show. It's a gift within itself. Thanks for my friends that I've met since I've been on here. As a matter of fact, one of the authors that I interviewed on here, I Facebooked her, and she's willing to come on my radio show. And talk again about her book and any of my authors that I interviewed on here. I would love for you guys to come on and discuss your books again with me. And like I said, that's another genre that, you know, an avenue to get your stuff out there. I don't mind promoting other people's stuff. I don't have a problem with that. I showed you that on here. So I don't mind doing that. So I want you guys to just think about that. All my all the people that I've actually had an opportunity to interview. I want you to think about that coming on my regular show. I have 5 minutes left to the show, and what I'm going to do, and I hate to close the show off early, but I've really actually ran out of stuff to say, and I don't want to hold you guys up. But I want to say to you guys, thank you for everything. Thank you for, and I say it keep over and over again, because really, really, and truly, from my heart, I thank you guys. And I'm going to start doing that till the end of my show, till it completely goes off. So I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you are in the local area, either Shreveport, Monroe, or Alexandria, take some time out Saturday from 4 to 4:30, listening to Your Silence with Salita McCall. So take your time, kind of check it out. You know me, the ones who've been listening to me, you know I say whatever I need to say and get it over with. So you guys have a great evening. Love you. And this is Chocolate Lady 64, and I am sounding off. Bye-bye. Just together.